No matter what, our life is the result of our thought about it. This is Dr. Herbert Alvarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. No matter what, our life is the result of our thought about it. One of my dear friends wrote a morning greeting on the email, and he was explaining how things are in life sometimes, and how we live in places that are sort of pleasant or not pleasant, and all of them are there because of our thought. All of them are there because we have thought about them, and we have given them attention in our thought. As he concluded, all my ways are peace and all my paths are pleasant. And this is really what all of us want to think about all the time, that all our ways are peace and all our paths are pleasantness. And it's up to us to make that design, to determine what it is that we want to do. Now, what is it that you want to do? What is it that you want to have? What is it that is most important to you? Well, stop and think about it. We live on an infinite number of dimensions right now and right here. The hereafter is here and now. So whatever I can conceive of being glorious and exciting for me now is indeed what is happening to me right now on this or on some other dimension, which I'm living on here and now. These are exciting thoughts. These are exciting realities. These are now. What is it that we're doing? What is it that really is going on in our life? Well, we can think that we're going through a lot of interesting activities and a lot of interesting things in our life. We can think that there are a lot of experiences that we're having that happen to us unexpectedly or happen to us sort of serendipitously, and we don't really know what cause was put into motion during it about, but it's happening, and therefore it is happening. And we say we just have to live life the way it comes. We have to take life the way it comes. Well, that's what many people do. They take life the way it comes. Truly, we want to take life the way we choose to have it come. Just like on our computers, we have our computers speaking to us saying, would you like to download this? Would you like to download that? And all of these things are bright ideas that people have been coming up with to make using our computer more beautiful and more complete and more wonderful. And truly, is that what's going on? Or are our computers just becoming more complex? We just get to learn something, and then all of a sudden, up they come with some new ideas. Up they come with some new thoughts. Up they come with some new points of view. Well, you know, when I was a little child, my parents taught values to us. And they taught us that there are certain things that were always going to be true, certain things that we had to adhere to, because that was the principle. And as I grew up, the principles that they told me about, the principles of being honest, the principles of integrity, the principles of right and wrong, the principles of love, the principles of joy, the principles of giving and receiving, all of these things, they didn't change. They didn't change, not with the years that went by, with the upgrades that come out on man's thinking from time to time on how to make it better. The standard principles upon which we live our life never change. The standard principles upon which we guide our activities and we guide our thinking, these never change. Oh, many new ideas come along and try to make us think that they're changing, but the foundation never changes. And it's up to us to really be aware that the foundation never changes. The foundation is always the same. The foundation is always beautiful. The foundation is always who and what we are. What and who are you? What and who am I? I have so many friends, they write and they say, Herb, sure would like to talk to you more. Sure would like to have more conversations with you. And I say, well, why don't you dial Healing Words? It's a free telephone call, and you have a chance to listen to me and hear me give you a few good thoughts on positive thinking and uplifting thinking every day of your life. It's a free telephone call, and you can call from wherever you are in the world, and you can get a hold of me. It's not free abroad, but here in the United States, it's free. So you call, and you can hear me giving you some suggestions about positive thinking. Now, what we need in our life is a reminder to constantly remain true to the principles that we have based our life, that we've been given as children, been given as we are growing up to be our guideposts in life. And these principles never change. These principles are always true today, tomorrow, and forevermore. And as these principles are true and wonderful, it's up to us to really get out there and live by the principles, live under the principles, live through the principles. The principles will not change our world. The principles only make our world more wonderful, more beautiful, more glorious. The principles only make us realize that our world is a stable, beautiful world. A world in which there is integrity. A world in which our original purity and integrity is waiting to shine forth under every circumstance. A world in which we are the master. Oh, we can think about life after death, and we can think about doing things on many dimensions of time and space. That's always fascinating, and certainly all and true. It is very significant for each one of us. No matter what, our life is a result of our thought about it. We live on an infinite number of dimensions right here and now. The hereafter is here and now. So whatever I can conceive of being glorious and exciting for me now is indeed that which is happening to me right now on this or some other dimension which I am living on here and now. These are exciting thoughts. These are the kind of thoughts that make me realize that there's more to life than what appears. And if I guide everything I do in my life based upon principle, based upon right action, based upon truth, based upon knowledge. And a woman came up to me yesterday and said, "Herm, what is truth?" And I said, "There is no such thing as truth. Truth is whatever we think about at the moment." And she said, "Well, that's not very stable." And I said, "Yes, that's true. And truth is not very stable. What is stable is the principle. When you live by principle, and if you mean by truth, principle, then that's another thing. But if you live everything in your life by principle, by the rules of the law of cause and effect, by honor and integrity, then you'll be living a life that others will look at you and say, there goes the living example of truth. And if that's the kind of truth you mean, then that's the way to go for it. So have a wonderful day, have a wonderful life, and realize that right now and right here, we're living all of life that we will ever know or ever conceive of. So let's live it beautifully, wonderfully, and magnificently right now, and enjoy every single moment of it. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.